This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. 719. That is the number of people state officials say have self-quarantined for the novel coronavirus in Massachusetts. That is from a news conference earlier today, where Governor Charlie Baker and top health officials said they're stepping up precautions and inspections to combat the spread of the virus. WBUR senior statehouse reporter Steve Brown was there. He joins us now from the statehouse with an update. Hey there, Steve.
Hi, Tiziana.
So, Steve, can you put this 719 number in context for us and tell us about what state officials say they're doing?
Sure. Another number that's important here is 20. So far, 20 people in Massachusetts have been tested for the coronavirus. But so far, there's only one confirmed case and one probable case. Now, of the 18 left out of that 20, I'm told that some have tested negative and others, they're waiting for those test results to come back. But they didn't give a breakdown. That number that you mentioned, 719. 719 residents have self-quarantined since arriving from countries with virus outbreaks. 249 of them are still in their homes. The remainder, they spent 2 weeks at home. No signs of the virus, and so they've been free to move among us. Governor Baker said today that colleges and high schools should cancel any immediate international trips for students. And so that was another big news item out of that news conference today.
So, Steve, I'm mindful of all of these numbers, which feel like a lot coming at people all at once. And I'm also mindful of the responsibility of state officials to kind of create a sense of calm and competence for people. I'm noticing that the LA Times is reporting that Los Angeles County has declared a health emergency in response to the coronavirus. So things are blowing up fast. What was the governor's overall message?
Well, the main message is that they're staying on top of this. They're constantly on conference calls with stakeholders and with officials in Washington and at the CDC. And I think they really want you to know that they're always on the phone. They're always staying on top of it. Still, the governor stresses that there is low risk in Massachusetts.
I want everyone to know that we're doing everything we can to protect the people here in the Commonwealth. And I also want people to know that they can help protect against the spread themselves. Use common sense, practice good personal hygiene, and if you are sick, stay home.
They really stress the importance of taking those simple precautions. Even if you're never exposed to the coronavirus, these are just good habits that might help you prevent something like the common cold.
So that is a very fair point, Steve, and I think it's great to emphasize it. What feels a little different is this decision to cancel international trips. What is behind that?
It's simply an abundance of caution. A lot of colleges have study abroad programs, and you know that April school vacation will be here before we know it, and many high schools have trips abroad. While officials here have faith in the health systems locally, they really can't vouch for them in other countries, so they're taking a cautious approach and suggesting those school trips out of the country be called off for now.
So some MBTA news on this front today too, Steve?
Yeah, as you know, the T is definitely a petri dish for all sorts of nasty germs. The T will be
and they love you for saying that, Steve.
Oh, well, hey, you know, it's a true fact. It's a true fact. I ride the T every day. I know those germs are there. We ride together. The T is going to be wiping down the contact surfaces, such as ticket gates, every 4 hours. They'll be increasing the cleaning of trains and buses. They'll be displaying more electronic public health messages. And they'll also be disinfecting the train cars and the buses. Here's Steve Poftak, the general manager with the MBTA.
Subject to getting enough disinfectant in place, we are going to move to a protocol where we will be disinfecting every vehicle every day. Right now, we have enough equipment on hand to be doing that on the commuter rail. We expect by the end of this week to be able to do it across the system.
Now, I asked Steve Poftak if disinfecting the trains, buses, and stations might not be a bad practice all of the time to, again, help with the cold and the flu. He said they have a rigorous protocol for cleaning and that stepping up the level of disinfection is something that they will consider.
How do they even do that, Steve? Do they discuss the logistics of how you disinfect the inside of a T every station, you know, engine every 4 hours?
Well, the trains are going to be trying to do once a day.
Okay.
So, you know, it's probably going to be at the end of the day. But it's the station, you know, they staff those stations. So there are people there. I'm sure they're going to be, you know, going out. They're sending out some disinfectant, the antibacterial scrubs and things like that for their employees. But also they're probably going to be having those folks go out, wipe down the fare gates and the handrails and things like that. That's a safety issue you have to ask yourself. Do I hold on to the handrail and risk getting some sort of a germ, or do I not hold on to the handrail and maybe fall down the stairs?
Okay, to these practical questions, Steve, remind us one more time the public health guidance about how to stay healthy.
Yeah, they say wash your hands. Don't touch your eyes, your nose, your face. And if you're sick, stay home. Those are the key things they think. And that, again, it's because of the coronavirus, we're thinking of that a whole lot more. But that's common sense for common cold, the flu, whatever might be ailing you.
All right, Steve, I got to let you go. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tiziana.